Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, August 13, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Topping our news, the Trump administration Monday announced it would change the way the Endangered Species Act is applied, significantly weakening the nation's bedrock conservation law, making it harder to protect wildlife from multiple threats posed by climate change. That from the New York Times. They report the new rules would make it easier to remove a species from the endangered list and weaken protections for threatened species. Meantime, our Jen Stanley reports, Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey says she intends to sue the administration over the new rules.
The lawsuit she announced Monday alleges that the changes are illegal and that the administration failed to review environmental impact and ignored public opinion. The Endangered Species Act was enacted more than 40 years ago and has since prevented the extinction of 99% of all listed species, including the bald eagle, humpback whale, green sea turtle, and whooping crane. Healey says the new rules violate the act's purpose, which has helped revive some of Massachusetts' endangered and threatened species.
These protections have boosted our piping plover recovery, increasing populations here in Massachusetts alone by 500%. Since 1990. It used to be there were no peregrine falcons in our state, but now our state is home to more than 40 breeding pairs of those falcons.
Healey says the new rules pave the way for approval of oil, gas, and other development projects despite potential species impact. Supporters of the rules say they create greater transparency.
Nutrition and immigrant advocates are condemning a new rule denying green cards to immigrants who have received or might receive needs-based public assistance.
The rule, issued Monday, would force immigrants and families with citizens and legal permanent residents to choose between splitting their family up or removing the entire family from the country. According to Joel Berg, CEO of Hunger Free America, that puts everything from food assistance to Medicaid and housing support out of reach.
It's an impossible choice. It's cruel. It's counterproductive because it's going to hurt our economy and hurt the ability of people to become economically self-sufficient.
The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says the rule allows the government to insist that immigrants who come to the country will not be a drain on society. But Berg points out that immigrants pay payroll taxes, sales taxes, real estate taxes, and even income taxes, often covering benefits only available to citizens.
They contribute far more to society overall than they ever take out. This has nothing to do with budget savings. This has everything to do with attacking people because they represent a different language or a different skin color.
I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Organizations that are opposed to the new rule have vowed to challenge it in the courts. This is PNS. The risk of domestic terrorism to be discussed at a summit in Santa Fe tomorrow. The goal is preventing a deadly attack in New Mexico similar to the one in El Paso, Texas.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says she will convene legislators of both parties and others to analyze and discuss proactive measures. University of New Mexico professor Emil Nackley says three factors are driving domestic terrorism: the number of weapons available to American citizens, pervasive use of social media's dark side, and a more diverse U.S. population that creates fear among some people.
This is not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. And I expect, unfortunately, domestic terrorism to increase exponentially as we move on in the next decade.
Lujan Grisham signed two gun-related bills this year, including expanded background check requirements for firearm sales and prohibiting convicted domestic abusers from possessing guns. Earlier in his career, Nockley tracked international terrorist organizations and says violence or the threat of violence is how they attempt to control others. He says domestic terrorists create fear among the nation's non-white population, which acts as a cancer on democracy and undermines a creative society.
Diversity has been the backbone of what has made America great. It is the only nation on earth that has been created and developed by immigrants.
Nockley believes legislation should be passed to curtail some weapons, excluding guns used for hunting or sporting activities.
We are talking about deadly weapons that are weapons of war that were invented and created to fight wars, not to use domestically.
Since the El Paso shooting by an apparent white supremacist, the Trump administration has sent mixed signals as to whether new gun laws will be considered. For Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, Eric Tikhanov reports the nation's largest free tax aid program is looking for volunteers in states like Oregon.
For more than 50 years, the AARP Foundation tax aid program has assisted people with low and moderate incomes file their taxes. More than 1,000 volunteers helped 45,000 Oregonians file their 2018 returns this year. Bob Bruce, AARP Oregon's state coordinator for tax aid, says despite changes to the code that some believe have simplified it, folks still find filing taxes confusing and frustrating. With the program, filers get one-on-one attention.
The program provides a way of personally helping individual families with their taxes. And in some cases, we help educate taxpayers about credits that they don't even know that they're eligible for. So it's a very satisfying experience for volunteers.
Folks interested in volunteering can head to the AARP website. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.